Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
It's time for the first caller of the day. And that is Lisa. What's up, Lisa?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning, Lisa.
It's all about you. We're just gonna sit back and let you tell an amazing story about fill in the blank, and you're gonna set the tone for the entire show. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, my husband and son was in the bathroom. My husband was cutting his hair. I was cleaning my son's room and found fox spray in it. So I decided to take the fox spray and spray it in the bathroom while he's cutting his hair.
Wait, your husband was cutting his own hair, or your husband was cutting your son's hair?
Yes, my husband was cutting our son's hair.
Okay, so the husband's cutting the son's hair and the fart spray.
I think
fart
she said fart spray.
Fart spray.
Oh, I thought it.
Yeah.
So she has two victims in the bathroom who can't leave, and she decides to basically throw a grenade in the bathroom. Go ahead.
Oh yeah. And I sprayed it. I walked away. I was laughing, but they didn't hear me. So I went back and checked to see how they were doing, and my husband had a funky face on him. I'm like, "You okay?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "I think he pooped himself. He needs to take a shower."
Oh, my son, no.
And my son says, "No, that's your breath."
Oh, my God.
How old is your son?
He's 15 right now.
Oh, okay.
And your husband thought that he pooped himself?
Right. A couple
at 15.
Years ago.
Yeah, that's your breath.
It was about a couple years ago, so he was about 14 when it happened.
Oh, 14, wow. Yeah. Oh, that's different. 14-year-olds poop themselves all the time. Damn. Very nice. Okay. Good story. Decent.
And I was dying laughing, and they both looked at me. They're like, "What's so funny?" I said, "Nothing." And then all of a sudden, I told them what it was, and they're like, "Really?" I said, "Yep."
That's good. That's more of a "you had to be there"
my
story.
I'll give you a...
Stop adding to it. I'm giving you a B minus.
Right,
listen, you passed. You got a B minus.
Aww.
Could have been an A, but you know.
Say hi to your son. Hi, son. What's his name?
He's with me right now.
What's his name?
Say hi.
Hi.
Why'd you have to ask to put him on the
phone?
Okay, never mind. Now that you're throwing the phone at each other, it's so confusing.
So we could say hi to him.
Oh, Jason.
Oh, hi,
sorry,
Jason.
It's David.
Hi. Oh, David.
It's D-A-Y-B-A-N.
Okay. Oh, David.
David, okay.
Oh, that's actually a nice thing. I like that name.
Ah, John.
Thank you. So, it's not a common name. I wanted it different. So I got his name out of two different names, and I just collided it.
I love it.
Lisa, let me ask you a question about the show now, okay?
Let's end this.
Between Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa, which one of us is most likely to use fart spray during an important meeting or something of that nature?
Romero.
Very correct. Very correct.
That was a no-brainer.
In high school, I convinced my cousin there was like a, was it a pep rally? It was something in the auditorium where like everybody was there. I'm sorry, not the auditorium, the gymnasium. Everybody was just packed. I forget what was going on. And my cousin had a stink bomb. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Do you dare me to throw this?" I didn't. Now, you know what? Thinking back on it, I didn't instigate him at all. He just wanted, like, one person to, like, validate it.
And, of course, you were the one.
Oh, you better believe it. He threw it. It caused, Pebbles, when I say it caused fights, like, literally, people started fighting with each other because, have you ever been in a room where a stink bomb goes off? It is disgusting. Like, it makes you angry. It smells so... like, the cold. You know how sometimes it's so cold, you walk outside, you get mad? That's how the stink bomb was. And a couple of dudes started fighting with each other because they were accusing the other one of... I don't know if it was farting or whatever. I just saw people start to throw punches. Mm. And they cleared out the whole thing. The whole... I think it was a... might have been a pep rally or something. I don't know what it was. I just know it ended in a brawl. Boy, they dispersed the students because my cousin threw a stink bomb.
Brawl for it all.
Yes.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students to give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.